any instructions.
Rebellion. It was in the announcement.
The question for Ron is, will you see Tonto again?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not.
There may be animals in heaven, but I believe it will be part of the new heaven and the new earth.
Okay, so he didn't convince you with the possibility of that.
Well, he didn't read it.
I didn't read the chapter, but I've talked about that before. We did a thing about heaven about 10, 12 years ago, where we talked about, will there be pets that are animals in heaven? God can create them, but I don't think the ones that live on the earth today, their souls are not eternal like ours. Even have souls.
Okay. Anybody change their mind after reading these chapters? I'm assuming you read the chapter, by the way.
No.
We did the chapter request earlier than Thursday.
I thought we went to 1 p.m.
No,
it's
just a chapter.
I did not.
We read the chapters then.
We were continue on where we were.
One person? I did? And you did.
You said last.
I don't have the book. The dog ate my book. I had a
question about what is a non-human soul. He talked about, well, he thinks animals have souls, but non-human souls. So I said, what the heck is a non-human soul?
What stood out to you? Or what did you learn since you read? So guess what the assignment will be for this coming week?
Three, four chapters.
Chapters 39 and 40. Okay. Now I will admit. The assignment was 39 and 40. There's a reason for that.
I was sent to Africa.
Okay, so.
We didn't give an assignment.
No. I thought differently than I before I read these two chapters. There's things I learned. Okay? I never thought these things before. Okay.
I never thought about them either, but I'm not sure I thought about them his way.
And so I typically fell along the lines of Ron. They're not eternal souls. But I didn't realize the type of soul they had. I didn't realize that there are verses that talk about animals in the new earth, and the possibility that they could be reunited with them. And his arguments he makes, and I know he uses a lot of arguments and science and so on and so forth. But, Carol, what did you learn since you read?
Mostly I disagreed with what he had to say.
Okay.
He talks about animals, it appears, can have thoughts and feelings and be responsive to realities in the spiritual realm that people are blind to. And I thought, well, now he's anthropomorphized animals. So he's given them the things that we are able to do. Maybe, but it just feels like a big stretch, all this stuff. I would love to have animals in heaven. Am I going to see buttons again? Well, you know.
Do animals have feelings? Right. Like we have feelings.
Yeah. They have instincts.
They do. Instincts,
like we have feelings, I don't think we can know if they're like we have feelings. We project those feelings onto them. Oh, look, he looks so sad. Uh-oh, he's guilty. He knew he did something wrong. I mean, you know, dogs will react that way, but can we say they have feelings like that? I think that's us projecting how we feel about it.
My observation from years of animals, yes, they have feelings. Yeah. Feel is wrong, and I'm right in discussion. I've witnessed it. It's nothing I've done. I've seen their emotions that they have. I can see their excitement. I can see their despair.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, whether or not they're the range of emotions that we have, that, you know, we don't know. We don't know. But do they have?
I think they have feelings, but I don't know that we can name that.
I believe they have fear because I've seen them. This one was like just all of it. The other one, you always had to make sure that God knew you weren't going to hurt her because he's a torture.
Right.
So I've seen
them. Yeah, but memory.
Handle.
Don't forget.
Erica.
Trauma.
I was just going to say in support of that, yes, I mean, that's biblical. It says in Genesis that God put the fear of man in the animals, so there is an emotion that he gave them. He at least gave them fear.
Yeah. Can they think?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they could think.
Who agrees that they think they can think?
Yeah.
I've watched them. I've looked at our dogs. Cross is so much smarter than Brutus. I can tell Crossy, and he knows what to do and what to get, and I can see him, you know, to the degree that they can, the basic ability. And I'm shocked because I've heard that horses are very smart animals.
Pigs are.
Pigs are smart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the smart animals. Yeah. But look at service dogs and how they're trained.
They're trained. Well, no, it's we're not. It's not. They're specific breeds that are trained. Because they're smart.
Because they're smart.
Yeah. Debbie.
They're smart, but do they have reasoning powers? Is that the same as it? Because I've always understood that they don't have reasoning powers. That.
Amber alert.
Marie?
I think they're smart.
I don't know, mine have to do that reasons and wanted to go. We had a cat that wanted to go out, and they figured out how to claw up the trim and hit the door number to go out.
Wait, I can't. Yeah.
Turn it off.
Turn the phones off.
It overrides it.
Glad, what did you say?
I said our cat was so smart when it wanted to go out and nobody was home, it figured out that if it clawed up the trim, it could hit the lever to the door to get out.
Yeah. We did not teach our dogs to let us know when they're thirsty. Right, they communicate that to us.
They
lay down by their bowls. They're pretty good to us that you have to buy water.
And if you don't respond, they make it.
When you read for the first time, everybody read this coming week. He gives an interesting argument. I thought this was the strongest one, Carol. The words in the Hebrew and Greek for soul and how it was interchanged with the human soul and the animal soul. I thought that I never thought about that.
The word psyche.
Yes, they use both. If I remember correctly.
The same Hebrew word for soul, for animal, and
the nephesh, is that right? N-E-T-H-E-S-H, and then the Greek word psyche, P-S-Y-C-H-E. Something to do with the soul. This is why we say, when I talked to you about the remember the circles and the soul that I taught years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, habits, feelings, and thinking, and all of that. And that's the Greek word psyche, which is where we get, this is how, reason why we have Christian psychologists and counselors. Because what they're doing, the counselors, is nothing more than soul care. It's a treating of the soul. Okay? And so it's that same word that is used both, if I remember correctly. I know it's in there.
Yeah.
It's use of both man, humans, and animals. And that I thought was his strongest argument. Because there was something bad. But he says they're not human souls. It's a different. Thus, it's a non-human soul. Okay? And so, he makes that distinction because he's not going to go there and deify animals. And he's very clear on that. So before you, and the other thing that was another strong argument was up until the 1800s, in the Age of Enlightenment, everybody thought, theologians thought, there were animals in heaven. It wasn't until the Age of Enlightenment that, and where we are today, that we don't think that. And I did not know that, because I don't really care to study something like that.
Well, why would God create it if he didn't want it?
Yeah.
And are we going to be eating meat in heaven?
I don't know. I don't know all that. I don't think so.
Vegetable.
Why? Why would we not be eating meat in the new earth?
Because we have bodies that don't eat.
Because of the symbiotic relationship that'll be restored.
No.
Our life comes from God, not our.
There will be no death.
You have to kill
animals.
We'll make the plant-based meat. Oh, God, no.
We were discussing that.
I've had that. I grew up with some of that stuff. It's like,
the cheap pineapple.
Yeah. was his target's argument, but he brought up some things about whether we'll be reunited with these animals.
With all of them?
Is that something that you would just like that to happen? Just like it to happen?
I like it.
Frank couldn't care less.
I didn't hear what my question was.
Okay. How many of you guys think it's actually going to happen?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
No.
I'm speaking pretty loud too.
No, you're not.
You need to turn that off.
It's already off, Ron. Don turned it way down.
No, it's not all the way down.
Well, I know, but he turned it to 60. So.
I'm not sure I'd want to have them all there. All my cats, every single one, and all the fish.
Yeah.
I'd like to see my Oscar.
Well, will there be dinosaurs, for example? That's the whole thing.
I hope so.
You know,
I'm
sure. Yeah, obviously existed.
Will
you ride
a dinosaur?
It doesn't really matter.
So, yeah.
If I do, I do.
They're
Reggie's
sword.
Yeah, that's
I'd
hit
him the same, if I did.
I thought it was interesting chapters. So that's your assignment. Don't make me get your case next week. Because what I'll do then is, well, if you haven't read it, I'll have you come to teach the class and embarrass you in front of everybody. Okay?
Oh my God.
So 39 and 40, right?
39 is 40, okay? All right, before we go, a couple things. We're going to have a potluck.